With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, that song is really growing on me. That's a pretty song. So, is that a re-record of an older, that's like Taylor's version of something from an album, several albums back? Is that right?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our listeners will text us and Vinny will fill us in on that then.
Okay.
Because in the meantime, we're going to move on. God, why do I ask questions? I don't know the answer.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And I don't have any of the playlists in front of me or anything. So.
Right.
When you were asking, I'm like, oh, God, I hope someone's going to answer that.
Yeah.
Who's got
everyone
that?
Seemed really, everyone was looking at me like, uh-oh.
Yeah, why?
I'm like,
you,
oh, Sarah, why? Why don't you just look it up? You've got fingers.
Always just skip right past what just played anyway.
I could just skip right past it. I could do that, but I don't. Why? Hi, guys. It's hump day. Hooray! And the secret show, which happens daily at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to, you know, here's the thing. Our girl, V. Hale, Vanessa Halen, she got a new gig.
Ben. Oh, sorry, I'm looking up.
Yeah,
oh, he's looking up. Okay, well, there's, okay. That was sure. Worthy. Vanessa Halen was very well, thank you. Yeah. Very well done.
So, I was thinking that last night, like, you know, that's almost like short for Van Halen.
Yeah.
Anyway, The Secret Show, she was on it weekly on Wednesdays, but she just got a plum new gig doing a TV thing. And so she's going to be on Fridays now.
Okay.
So you'll still get her weekly, which is still very exciting, but it's just not going to be on Wednesdays. Her schedule changed. So The Secret Show, you can listen to it every day, weekdays, 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app, or just wait till Friday because all this week's episodes drop as podcasts. And then you can, Jane weighing in, music chick Jane.
Jane,
it's a re-record of an older song.
Ah.
But I don't know that it was ever released as a, I don't remember that song as being like a Taylor Swift hit. And I love it. This love is coming back to me. So pretty. Okay, Secret Show, listen to that. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to start with, what's Lindsay Lohan up to? Lindsay Lohan?
There's a fire crotch.
What's Lindsay doing
these
days?
Well, I imagine she's spending time with her new stepdad. That's probably going well, right?
Who's her new stepdad?
Our guy.
Oh, yeah, that's our dude. Our dude, yeah.
No, that guy, he's not in the picture. His name is no longer
what's
relevant.
His name? Does anybody remember? Come on.
His name is
Jesse.
Jesse Sadler.
Nadler.
Yes.
Jesse.
I'm sure she
doesn't Madler.
Jesse and her mom and
no,
her
they're not.
Have been bonding.
I'm like, who the hell is he talking about?
You know who I'm talking about.
No,
and
I
by
don't.
By the way,
because,
you brought Jesse into our lives, not me. That was your story.
No, that was Big Brother's story. She went on there and said that she was dating a guy she'd never met. She was getting catfished.
I have Jesse's number if you want me to call
no.
him.
No. Jesse doesn't know Madler.
He's probably at Lindsay's house now, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She is doing, and look, when I read this story, I thought she was the host of this show. She is not. She is doing a voiceover for it. She's doing a narration for a dumb-looking reality show. This is what it's come to for Lindsay Lohan. The series premiere of Love Struck High is today on Amazon. Love Struck High is Love Struck High School. It's a reality show that she narrates, despite what they want you to believe, where British singles are put in a high school setting for a whole semester. I don't think they're taking classes. It really seems like it's just a lot of dumb. It's just a dumb reality show. They're competing for a $100,000 prize and to be named the prom king and or queen. So they are, they do, it just looks like a love reality show. It has, it's not just straight single people. There's, they, so everyone has to sort of find out who they could be, because one lady's like, dude, I'm a lesbian and I'm not, I'm not at all interested in what you've got on offer. I get it. I'm attractive. You're into me, but this is not for you. And then there's a lot of same-sex kissing, so that's exciting.
Okay.
And it's on Amazon. Did you want to hear what Lindsay Lohan...
But these
Lohan...
are high school kids.
No. Nope. They're adults put in a high school setting. Oh. So they have... I don't know if they take tests and whoever does the best moves on.
I don't like it.
There's definitely some gym class action. And then all of the interviews, you know, how they put people in a isolation thing and interview them in all these reality shows. Well, they are in like a locker room setting. So they all look like they're mid-20s. One lady's fondling a cucumber. I'm not sure what's happening with that. Can I hear Lindsay Lohan's voice in this?
Yeah,
is it possible for us?
Welcome to Love Struck High.
Welcome to the rainbow.
The high school just like in the movies. There's jocks.
Just here trying to catch a vibe.
Queen bees.
Hello, darling.
The nerds.
I just love people, like.
And guess what? They're all single.
This is going to be juicy.
Oh, my God. So juicy. This is
that
not.
From 0 to 100 real quick. Love Struck High.
Wow, she's really good at narrating. So that's what Lindsay Lohan's up to. And speaking of dumb shows that nobody right. wants to watch, and yet they're all that ABC seems to have to offer. So they're rolling out a lot of fall schedules, and I've been skipping it. It's some of, if it's interesting, I'll let you know. A lot of canceled shows, very few new shows coming to town. ABC's fall schedule includes 4 freaking hours of Bachelor in Paradise per week. Ugh. Now, isn't Bachelor, correct me if I'm wrong, I can't say I've never seen the show, but I also can't say I understand it. It's former contestants who have been on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette all living together on an island with no rules or competitions or anything except drinks and hookups. Is that, do I have that show right?
I don't know if it's former contestants.
I've never seen
it. Right?
Yeah, John would know. John's watched that for sure. John likes those shows. So,
I never
Bachelor,
seen that one.
Yeah, it's they're on an. I mean, the guy Chris Harrison, who I think is canceled, I can't remember. He was the host, so I don't know who's hosting now. Probably some other Bachelor contestant or something. ABC has announced their fall schedule, and you're getting 4 hours of that a week, just. Not a special, not anything.
The truth is, I really hate that stuff. And even though I hate it, there are people I like, including your husband, who love it. And so I guess, you know, there's an audience for that is my point.
It is trash TV, but for a lot of people, it's a guilty pleasure. Honestly, it's you don't have to be invested in it, although he really does. He'll be like talking to me about The Bachelorette. Oh, and she did this. And then I couldn't believe it. She like, how could she be with that guy?
I don't know how it holds his attention, but, you know, good for him.
I can see that. I love trash TV.
Yeah. You like what's the one you like? You
Love
like
Island,
Love Island.
Or there's Love is Blind or The Ultimatum. That's all on Netflix.
Oh, goodness.
But the Ultimatum. Right, Sarah. Yeah, The Ultimatum. That's the one where they have a relationship coming into it, and they go, I want him to marry me, otherwise I'm going to leave. And then
yeah, we
the
all know
it,
The Ultimatum. Every guy's lived that.
Oh.
Right.
Does a guy ever give the ultimatum, or is it all chicks demanding marriage?
It's like half-half. Half of them are guys giving the girl the ultimatum, and the other side is the other way around.
Oh.
But you're right, Sarah. It's previous contestants from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette joining this Bachelor in Paradise and doing whatever.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them looked familiar. I'll have to clue John in that he gets 4 hours of this.
So what you're saying is it's definitely different than Love Island. Bachelor in Paradise, different than Love Island.
Is it different?
I forget the premise of Love Island. That was like 3 years ago.
I forget the premise of Bachelor in Paradise.
It's just like having a bunch of hot people
drinking.
Drinking all in one set.
And hanging on a beach.
And then just everything just ensues because they're all hot. And
they're all in the ocean or in the hot tub. So they're sitting at the bar.
Yeah, somebody's bound to hook up. Other people are bound to get jealous. And then drama just ensues. It's great.
So dumb. So dumb. Do they kick people off, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
One at a
time. Do they kick people off on Bachelor in Paradise?
I never watched this one.
Mm. Anyway, I'm reading here that someone named Jesse Palmer is going to host. Is he like a former? Who the hell is him?
A TV guy, and I believe he was a football player.
Oh, Jesse Palmer was a football player?
I think he was a quarterback that didn't make it.
Okay.
He's a pretty good-looking guy, but he's gone on to do TV, and he's had some success with it. Like we were just talking, it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
You know, Drew Brees, fail. Michael Strahan, score.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's
Tony Personality,
Romo,
right.
Working out. You know, name another person, didn't make it.
The Mannings doing well.
Working out, right.
All right. So anyway, Bachelor in Paradise is taking over Mondays from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And because Dancing with the Stars is moving to Disney Plus. Oh. And then Bachelor in Paradise is also on for 2 hours on Tuesday. So Monday and Tuesday night, so they're not boring anymore. You got this. And this guy, Jesse Palmer, hosts. So ABC, they announced a few other things. There's a Gina Rodriguez show called Not Yet Dead. That's being held for mid-season. A bunch of mid-season stuff. They're adding a Celebrity Jeopardy to their Sunday night lineup and Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
925 says, on Bachelor in Paradise, if you don't hook up with somebody, then you go home.
Oh, and then, but I think if they, when they kick someone out, they bring someone else in. Like, they have to keep the, you know, the sexy pot stirring. I guess so. I don't know. ABC, good luck with that. Good luck with your 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise. Even people who like it can't possibly want 4 hours of it, can they? Maybe they can. Please write in. Tell us. Are you excited?
Sure, they can. Yeah, I mean.
All right. You know. Things I'm excited to watch are renovation shows. I love them, and you know, give me a little HGTV anytime. And I have a couple. So now the celebrity reno show is getting really big. Like either a celebrity who works with a team to give a gift. You know, like that celebrity IOU show. I enjoy that. Even though I can't stand those twins. And then Daryl Hall had a show for a little while, his overhaul. Jessica Alba is now. This doesn't sound like a strictly reno show. So it's Jessica Alba, who does Honest products.
Of Honest fame. Yeah. Of Honest billionaire fame.
And then a woman by the name of Lizzie Mathis. She's the founder and editor of something called the Cool Mom Company. Okay. And so she and this woman, Lizzie, and Jessica Alba are going to co-host this show. And they are going to come. It sounds like they're going to go into someone's house who is struggling with their children or whatever it is. And so there'll be some momming advice, but also they'll be doing renovations that will make it better for the family or safer or more convenient. It sounds like it's a kid related reno style show. So I don't know who this is for. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. It's called Honest Renovations, and it's going to feature 8 1-hour episodes. It's going to start production later this year, although I don't see a network. I'm going to guess HGTV will be all over this thing. So it's a Roku original.
Oh.
So there it is. So if you've got your Roku running your smart TV, then this will be available to you. So good luck, Jesse Alba and Lizzie Mathis. I guess they're good friends and they're going to work with moms. And then I saw this morning, Darius Rucker. Yeah. The guy from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie. Went on, right.
Yep. He's Hootie. And he went on to be a big country star. He is starring in one of those Fixer Upper shows. I actually thought it was called Rucker's Reno, which I was like, oh, they're going to do it right here in Reno. No.
Right here in Reno.
Me and Brent, I'm like, in Reno, but the first, let's see, it's happening in South Carolina. That's weird. I go, oh, yeah, Reno, as in renovation, not Reno. the wonderful town in Nevada. So it's called Rucker's Reno, and it will follow Darius and his team as they restore a historic mansion in his hometown of Charleston, South Carolina. So what it sounds like is Darius Rucker bought a mansion that needs some work and decided, I'll write everything off by doing a show about it, which is just genius. I would do that too. Oh, I've just bought a wonderful mansion.
I have a trivia question for you.
Okay, all right.
How many albums did Hootie and the Blowfish sell of their debut record, Cracked Rearview Mirror? How many albums?
So many, and that was when albums were selling, like the actual CD you had to buy. I will say 22 million.
It's 21 million copies.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm surprised you guessed so high because...
That was a runaway hit album.
Mm-hmm. And it crossed over. I was on a metal station and we were playing Hootie. And we kept looking at our boss going, dude, what are you doing? He's like, hits are hits, dude.
Hits are hits. We got to play hits.
Yeah, but we can't put that in between Megadeth and Metallica. It sounds terrible. You're going to do it. Okay.
You're doing it. And we're doing it, and people are going to love it.
Hey, everyone, here's Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish. Kill me
next
now.
Up, Enter Sandman.
Right.
So, Darius, I'm looking at the trailer right now. We'll put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This house that he has purchased, or his production company has purchased, it's stunning. It's an old, historic mansion. You know, the woodwork you never see anymore, the fireplaces that dominate the room. It's amazing. It looks like when they are done with this thing, it's going to be a freaking showplace. And it looks huge. Ah, I'm in. I'll watch Rucker's Reno. It debuts on something called the Design Network. What? Do we have a new place to watch Reno shows? Design Network? May 30th. Is this another thing I'm going to have to subscribe to? Because I don't want to. Anyway, they're also...
Let's see. What is it? Design Network?
Design Network. Did
it's
it you...
It's TDN. I'm trying to figure out who owns it.
Didn't the DIY Network just recently change its name? Is that the Design Network now?
Oh, man. You and your questions.
I know.
She's
God,
really good at that, isn't
too
she?
Fast.
So many questions. Anyway, there you go. Darius Rucker is got a show called Rucker's Reno, and this place they're going to fix up looks gorgeous.
This might only be online.
On the Design Network. That's an online thing.
It might be. I'm on their website. I don't see it.
You're
saying...
You're not seeing...
Check
comes
local.
With your basic cable package. Hmm.
Oh, Becky and Brett, big show.
Becky and Brett's a big show?
Yeah, the Chin Twins. Oh, they have twins too. Isn't that cute?
Oh.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah,
I can't see any.
It's called TDN or the Design Network, or so it's on Samsung TV Plus, YouTube, Apple TV, Roku channel.
Oh, so that's
all.
I could get it on Apple TV then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll remember, but probably not. Rucker's Reno. You know what would be an entertaining turn of events if they had Chris Rock host the Oscars next year? I mean, there's no chance that Will Smith will be there. He's got a 10-year ban. There's an executive.
Chris Rock has hosted before, right?
I don't know if he's done the Oscars.
I'm pretty sure he's done the Oscars before.
Hmm. That doesn't seem out of the realm of possibilities. I don't recall that, but all right. And I think that's who should be host. The 10 years that Will Smith's not invited... Chris Rock should host all 10 years. They are saying that they're open to the idea. ABC, this has been suggested to ABC. And
he's hosted twice before.
Oh, yeah. What years?
Mm-hmm. 2005 and 2016.
Jeez. 2005. He wants this executive says he wants to make next year's show even better. Ratings were up 58% this year. There were 16.6.
You know what? It was a good, like, the show was going well till that happened.
Then everyone tuned in because we were like, what happened? Oh, my God. Yeah, social media is exploding.
And you know what? They can say, hey, the ratings are up, but it was gross and not for the right reasons in that from that standpoint.
Uh-huh.
From that point on, it was about what's going to happen here.
Right.
He's still sitting there fuming, like, what is going to happen?
And still nominated for the top award.
Right.
For acting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 16.6 million people watched it this year compared to last year's under 10 million. So making Chris the host would keep viewership up, I would imagine. That certainly they could be referencing it, and we wouldn't have to worry about Will Smith slapping him. Sunday,
Will
March.
Returned from India yet? Do we know?
I have not heard about Will. I have not gotten an update on Will Smith. I'm sure there is one. I'm not out there looking for it. Sunday, March 12th of 2023. So there's plenty of time to decide. And you know, I didn't remember him hosting, but
well, Doctor Strange sure got saved in India, maybe, and I think the Beatles got saved in India. So hopefully, India can save Will Smith.
Let's hope so. All right, Vinny.
He's very quiet right now. The last post was that apology on Instagram.
Oh, he's taking a social media break.
Well, I mean, how do you come back with, I had a quesadilla today, you know?
Look at this delicious bagel.
Like, it just doesn't.
Don't yuck my yum. All right, Vinny.
Anyway, UC Davis says that horses are for snobs.
Oh.
After these.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everybody here at the Alice is all excited about Bottle Rock. It's coming up fast. It's next weekend, and we are continuing the fun. We have lots of tickets to give away. Through Friday of this week, we're giving out code words 3 times a day for a pair of tickets for Saturday's Bottle Rock with headliners 21 Pilots, The Black Crowes, and 1,000 other bands playing that day. So we give away code words on the fives at 905, 1205, and 505. Then you text the code word to our contest text number, 20357. Get everything Bottle Rock at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice at 973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice at 973 Instagram account to see what's happening on the station. See Sarah and Vinny's clips of the day, V Hale's happy hour, and Jane's musical adventures.
So exciting.
It is exciting. And by the way, I have a story for Jane coming up this news break.
For Jane.
But it's not yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We begin with the weather. Sunny and hot today. It's going to be a summer day. In fact, it's in the 80s everywhere I looked. And Napa has checked in to say 90s today. Mm. So, and that was a texter, so they might be lying. But what would the point of that be?
Right.
I don't get that.
It's going to be hot up there.
Texting the radio station to fudge the weather?
Yeah. That just to seem dramatic. Oh, we're going to be in the 90s in Napa.
So, horses, Sarah.
I love horses so much.
Do you think horseback riding, I mean, there's one side of it. There was a time when it was for cowboys.
How you got around.
It was, right. It was transpo, and it was everyday use. Mm-hmm. Now, is it the sport of elite?
Yes.
You must be rich to be into horses. Is that what's...
Even just having a horse that you have it... Honestly, it's so incredibly expensive to have a horse, even one that you keep somewhere else. Like, if, say, you live in an apartment and you board your horse somewhere. I mean, horses are insanely expensive. The vet, the farrier, the guy who floats their teeth for them... All the shots they need to get, the food, for God's sake. Those things they eat like horses. Yes, Vinny.
Floats their teeth?
Horses' teeth keep growing through their life. They're not like a tooth that would fall out, and they need to get ground down. So this guy comes out and holds the horse and grinds their teeth down.
And the horse just sits there for
them. No, some of them are cool with it. Others are, it's a whole thing.
So they might have to grind the teeth down while the horse bucks and broncos. What are you, bucking bronco? Bucking, what do you call that?
They'll back them up into a corner of a stall and you know, they keep them restrained. They're not just like loose and you have to catch them and stick a thing in their mouth.
All right.
It's like, these guys know what they're doing. I've never floated a horse's teeth. But I mean, and just everything that goes with them, like a saddle, tons of money. So they don't do the front teeth. They do the inside back grinding teeth. The front teeth are like the incisors that crop the grass. And that's why they say you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, because at a certain point, I think at 9 years, there's a groove that starts in one of the front teeth. There it is. They're showing how they do it. In one of the front teeth, there's a little groove that starts, and it gets longer as they get older. So you don't look a gift horse in the mouth because you don't check their age by looking in their mouth. Or you do check their age by looking in their mouth, so you wouldn't do that if the horse was a present.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, this story is about UC Davis, who has had a horse mascot since, well, the beginning.
Okay.
Their mascot, the official mascot, was Gunrock the Mustang, which apparently was a racehorse from, and I want to get the date right, like 1918. Way, way back. It's always interesting when you find out about these colleges, how long they've been around. Mm-hmm. A lot of colleges are more than 100 years old in many cases. It's really surprising. It just seems like the olden days. Really? So many schools started then, huh? Okay.
Well,
anyway.
We need to educate people.
They've had this horse mascot, Gunrock the Mustang, forever. And this,
Gunrock.
I wish I could find, this is why doing this without paper really burns me up.
Oh, you can do it, old dog.
I'm trying. So they've just launched a campaign. They wanted to change this mascot. They say this mascot we've had doesn't resonate with anyone. Gunrock was the current mascot. Born from English Triple Crown winner Roxanne and Gunfire, another racehorse.
Oh.
Apparently they were breeding this horse to bring really good horse stocks here in the U.S. for both military personnel and the general public. But they say now that these horses were of the elite. Yeah. UC Davis is more of a blue collar type college, and they want a mascot
represents them. They should get a dog or something.
So, you know, get out of here, Gunrock, because a cow is moving in.
Oh, adorable. Well, aren't they known for their agriculture program there? I mean, they that makes more sense. I mean, we're not breeding horses to work on farms. Horses are 100% for pleasure now. Nobody needs a horse.
They say that logo's old elite, and we are better represented by a cow. So a cow, Aggie the cow, is now going to be the
Aggie.
New represent UC Davis. And
I like it.
When traditions are someone just takes a look at it and goes, you know what? That's useless. Why are
horses,
we doing that?
Horses just got canceled.
Well, it's sort of like every year when switching the clock comes around, everyone goes, why do we still do this? And then we get over it a week later, and that campaign goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they took a look at it and went, you know what? This horse doesn't, what's the point?
Yeah.
We got a horse.
We don't relate to this guy.
At all.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that they have so few problems that that's what's on their mind.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's great. It's wonderful. That's what colleges should be. There should be a place where, you know, people can sit around and think about things.
Right. So that leads me to my next tradition and my story for Jane.
Oh, Jane, listen up. I know she's listening because she's been writing me. In a game called.
So we know, everybody knows Jane is our afternoons on Alice. Jane's been with the station forever, and she's the best music picker in the nation.
Music supervisor. She supervises the picking.
Which is bigger than any other title that Odyssey has ever bestowed on any music picker in the history of Odyssey.
Yeah.
Which is like 3 months old, or 3 years. I'm not sure. When did we get the name?
Felt time. Like about halfway right through now. through the
time
pandemic.
Is
time is
right
tough.
Now.
I don't understand it.
Whatever. Now. It doesn't matter. Jane rules.
Yep.
And so we all know Jane is probably the only goth we know. Like, how many goths do you know that keep that up all day, every day?
Yeah, I know. I don't know any other goths. She's my one goth friend.
Right. And so, it's true, right? I mean, I like black. I would wear I wear black a lot, but you can't call me goth.
Right. I mean, I guess if I knew any other goths, they'd immediately spring to mind.
Right.
I know that sometimes I'll see a goth kid as I'm walking around because I'm by the high school, and that it is still a thing.
Right. Absolutely. So my question to you, we know that our afternoon Jane is a married lady.
Yeah.
Do you think she wore a black wedding dress?
I don't think that.
You don't think she wore a black wedding dress?
How, after all these years, have we never asked her about that? I think she wore a plain old white one.
You think Jane?
Yes, I think she wore a white dress.
Wore
this is
a
guess. I'm guessing. I'm totally guessing, but that's my guess. And Jane, she's writing me right now. So the three dots are going.
Perfect.
So we'll know any second whether or not she. I mean, I've heard that she's got a pink bathrobe. So I am in standstill traffic on my way to the metering lights laughing so hard. That does not answer my question, Jane.
Black wedding dress, Jane?
Yeah.
Because we're having trouble imagining you in a white frilly thing.
Here's the thing, though. Like, so maybe she's into the tradition. She goes for a white dress, but then she carries black roses and has a black veil.
Oh, is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Black was in there, but still went. Well, so back to the traditions falling down all around us.
Yes.
The white wedding dress is going away. The newest trend for brides is a black wedding dress. And when I saw this story, I went, there's no way Jane didn't start this.
She did start it. She is the father. Yes, my wedding dress was black.
Did she write that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes!
She did start this trend.
I knew she wouldn't let us down. Way to go, Jane.
Ah, Janie.
You are the fire.
I don't know why that. I guess because she is the lady wearing the black dress.
According to Google Trends, Americans have been Googling black wedding dresses just as much as white dresses for the past year. And the white wedding dress appears to be on the way out. They now say there's a lot of other colors being considered for wedding dresses. Why would you only wear white? Since
you're supposed to be a virgin.
I was just
going
to say, to finish the thought, since all of us have done it by the time we marry, where do we get off wearing white?
Yeah. Well, if you are a virgin, then go with white. And if you're not, pick any damn color you want. Honestly, there's no laws about it. Don't Indian women have a red wedding dress? Isn't there? Although they have like a 4-day wedding, so maybe they have multiple things.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know there's, yes, a very different ceremony and they're elaborate. And
yeah. A lot of dancing.
It might be fun, but I just thought, oh, black wedding dress. Please tell. And I've never seen her wedding day photos.
Jane, could you send? Maybe she doesn't. She's in her car.
She won't.
She probably doesn't have access.
Are you kidding?
Send me a wedding picture. I'd love to see it. We should put that up on the Alice 973 Instagram.
I'm sure she's driving into the building on a Zoom call with New York, trying to listen to us, texting us, you know, har, har, har. Get out of here, morning show. Leave me alone. I'm in the
black
middle of
jewelry,
something.
Too, she says.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Like, what would that be?
Well, what is the black chains? Is it an onyx?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe
But what is the chain also? Is it on a black ribbon? Like, oh, man, I would love to go to Jane's wedding. Like, I wonder if she walks down the aisle in her black dress and then a black coffin opens up and Higgins jumps out of it. Like a vampire, you know? And then
Higgins is the husband.
Higgins is the husband.
In question, right.
I wonder if, that sounds fun. That sounds really fun. I would love to go to a wedding where they weren't wearing a white dress. Because then you know it's going to be a crazy wedding.
What do you throw at them? Like thumbtacks or something?
Yeah,
like,
thumbtacks. Black thumbtacks.
I don't know. You don't throw rice. That just seems wrong.
Well, they do have black rice. There's black rice.
They do?
Yeah, there's black rice. It's like a wild ricey thing, right? I've had black rice. It's delicious.
All right.
I mean, all rice is delicious.
I am a rice fan as well.
I love rice.
Mm-hmm. A 31-year-old mom. Anyway, they, you know, get whatever color you want. The trend is to this. People can do whatever they want on their wedding dress is what it comes down to. Yep. What's your favorite color? Wear that.
Yeah. Purple. Like a dark grapey purple. That would be beautiful.
Mm.
COVID tests are back.
Yeah. Took one last night.
Is that a no, Bob?
It's a no, Bob.
Okay,
a negative.
Good.
Yeah.
A 31-year-old mom in the UK named Bobby Lee recently had to have an emergency surgery because she swallowed one of the COVID testing swabs.
How did she do that?
She decided not to swab her nose. She decided to swab her throat instead.
Is that a thing?
FDA has said, don't do that. Do it like you're supposed to, up your nose. Apparently, though, she was swabbing her throat. She gagged and choked it down. It went halfway down her throat and it was poking into the roof of her mouth, but she couldn't pull it out. And ended up swallowing it.
Oh, my God.
So she got right into her own car and drove herself to the ER. Smart lady. The ambulance cost is a problem.
Yeah.
After, you know, it's all said and done, you go, $10,000 for the ride to the... What?
Well, if you are going to die, it's great that is all it costs.
Agreed.
But if you are not...
Right.
Bleeding out. Just drive yourself.
Right. Having a heart attack, call 911.
Go for the ambulance.
Right.
Because, I mean, they stop traffic, for God's sake. It's an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, by the time she saw a doctor, the swab was in her stomach, getting close to her intestines. So if it went any further, it would have punctured her intestines.
Oh,
so
God.
They had to have emergency surgery. They put a tiny camera down her throat and ended up pulling the swab out that way.
Oh my.
Which seems like a long way if it was close to the intestine. But anyway, she says she's okay and can laugh about it now. No word on whether she tested positive for COVID or not.
Hey,
a good one.
You know, I'm surprised actually to hear that they even had to go get it. Like, aren't they, isn't a swab, was it on a wooden stick? Is that what the problem was here? So that wouldn't have broken down in time to get into her intestine? Because a regular cotton swab is on like a roll of kind of cardboardy, stiff cardboardy paper, right?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. Just know that they, in an effort to save her intestines from being
punctured.
Right. They had to hurry, and that's, they did. Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697-707 says, you can't throw rice at weddings anymore. It's deadly to birds. Well, that she didn't. She threw black thumbtacks.
The black thumbtacks, yeah.
Which is so goth.
That would actually be a great thing to throw.
Yeah, I mean, like, and then also, I mean, what's more goth than tiny little blood droplets on your arms and face?
Right.
Awesome.
And their skin is so white. Like, she is so, so translucent white.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be, I mean, it would nick her. And then that would just be like this rivulet of blood. Oh, now that's a wedding. I like the thumbtacks. Thumbtacks is just perfect.
Fire text. The color of Jane's wedding dress doesn't matter. Her guests couldn't see it inside the coffin anyway. They don't exit the coffin. They just stay in them, I guess, huh?
I guess.
My sister got married in New Orleans, and she wore a black wedding dress. She looked amazing. Yeah, black looks good on people. I don't know why you wouldn't. Sure.
I mean, white in photos. Jeez, Louise.
Right.
Yikes. It's like it blows up.
UC Davis Vet Hospital gave my Burmese Mountain Dog another year and a half after being diagnosed with cancer and given a month or two left.
Oh.
I can't speak highly enough about their animal care.
Nice, UC Davis.
Way to go, Davis. Hey, Bryn, you should show Vinny how to highlight an internet page. Listen, you just Bryn has been showing me enough. I'm just getting through these breaks with my newfound system.
You're doing so great.
You are doing great. You're doing great.
And so Bryn will show me more at a later date, but for now, we're just, this is dipping the toe in. I have one piece of paper today. One.
And it's just for your notes.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It's time to play a game.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.